This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United Nations now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 wounded in late Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital of Tripoli. VOA's Heather Murdoch visited the scene.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
Many of the migrants had been detained in that center after failed attempts to reach Europe.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As you know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued them and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the air attack investigated. Libyan government officials blame the bloodshed on forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar, the general who leads the so-called Libyan National Army, which has been fighting for control of Tripoli. The LNA denies involvement. U.S. federal courts in states that challenged the Trump administration's insistence on a citizenship question for the country's 2020 census are asking for clarity. The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but on a tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump charged that those reports amounted to fake news. He says he wants the government to do whatever is necessary to preserve what he calls this most vital question. But for now, the Census Bureau continues printing its forms without asking, "Are you an American citizen?" The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the explanation for including it was contrived. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States today celebrates its birth as a nation, highlighted by the usual gala celebration here in Washington, though there are critics who say that President Trump intends to make it more about himself. It is billed as a salute to America, honoring American men and women in uniform with tanks and other equipment used as symbols of the country's military might. Mr. Trump calls it the show of a lifetime. He'll be the first president in nearly seven decades to make a speech at the event. That'll happen at the Lincoln Memorial in front of a VIP crowd of Republican donors, among other administration favorites. On the cost of the Trump show, the president says it'll be very little compared to what it is worth. More on the celebration of this holiday from AP correspondent Matt Small.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
The chief White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, tells VOA that U.S. and Chinese top officials will resume trade talks in earnest this coming week. VOA's Steve Herman on what that could mean.
Well, I think what everybody's expecting that we'll go from a truce, which we have had since the Xi Jinping-Donald Trump meeting in Osaka last Friday, to an agreement, a peace treaty to end this trade war.
With the current truce in the U.S.-China trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. But Larry Kudlow reaffirmed that current U.S. tariffs will stay in place indefinitely. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Pro-democracy supporters say Britain has a legal and moral duty to stand up for the freedom of Hong Kong's people. An Australian student detained in North Korea for more than a week has been released and is on his way home. 29-year-old Alex Sigley, who was working and studying in Pyongyang, arrived in Beijing this morning on his way to Tokyo, where he's expected to be reunited with his Japanese-born wife. Earlier, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison told lawmakers Sweden played an important role in securing Sigley's release. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V. Voice of OAA. 1-4-7-7.